1967.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Wow, the days are definitely getting shorter. Darker this morning than it has been in the last few weeks. We're losing those precious minutes and the temperature. Summer is coming to an end. Fall is closely followed behind, but there is still plenty to do. So if you have any questions on what needs to be done, give us a call and we'll all work together to give you a good end to the summer season. I think probably one of the most important things that needs to be done if you have Japanese bamboo. It's in bloom. It's in flower. And now is the best time to kill Japanese bamboo. When it's in bloom, all of the energy that is normally below ground in the root system has been sent to the top of the plant to produce flowers that will eventually produce seed that will eventually produce more Japanese bamboo. And it doesn't just fall straight down, it's able to blow around. So you may have it in one location now. Good storm, lots of wind. It develops in other areas in your yard. So if you have Japanese bamboo, now is the most effective time to get rid of it. Because when you put the weed killer on, there's no resistance in the root system because all the energy is up on top and the product can go down to the root and it can do a tremendous job. At this time of the year and repeated 2 weeks later. So do it now. Wait 2 weeks. Do it again, you can have as much as 75% kill of the bamboo. Pretty good. And now is the best time of the entire year to kill it. Also, with the days getting shorter, cooler temperatures, some of your plants, poison ivy, poison oak, are going to start to say, hey, time to go dormant. So if you have that on your property, now is the time to kill it while it's still actively growing. And it does make a big, big difference in the quality of your product if you can get it on there right now. So don't mess around. Do it. Get rid of it. This is also the last, the last week that you can fertilize your roses. After this week, no more food. Nothing. Not even a liquid. No fertilizer on roses if you live from Washington North. So from Washington, D.C. North, nothing. You need to allow the plant to prepare for the winter months. And it does make a big, big difference in the survival during the winter months. So start thinking end of summer, beginning of fall. Lots to be done. Now's the time to start thinking about reseeding. If you have a lawn that's thin, or if you want to start a whole new lawn, now is the time. The ground is nice and warm. The seeds will germinate a lot faster. We're getting morning dew. If you were to go outside right now, walk on your lawn, it's all wet. That's that nice morning dew that will help to cut back on the amount of moisture that you need to apply. Mother Nature is helping you at this time. So a lot is happening. Enjoy the weekend. Next weekend, the last big holiday of the summer. Kids go back to school if they already haven't where you live. But it's all coming to an end. And there's a lot that needs to be done. And we'll talk about that today. So if you need some help, the number to call is 855-660-4261. And we'll all work together to help you to prepare for the end of summer. Perennials can be divided right now. Things like daylilies, hosta, iris, peonies, bleeding heart, a lot of your daisies, or basically any perennial that has finished flowering can be divided at this time. Dig it up, pull it apart, use a knife, cut them into the appropriate sizes, replant after you have conditioned the soil. Compost, animal manure, the new koi fiber. But do something to the soil. Don't just dig a hole, throw them in, and say good luck. Prepare the soil properly. It does make a tremendous difference in them getting established well before the cold weather does arrive. And it's a great time to multiply your garden. If there's a plant that you really like, now is the time to make two or three or four. Share them with friends, family. This is the time right now for projects like that. The other thing to be aware of is the arrival of the webworm caterpillar. And they're on trees, they're on large shrubs on your property. They love lilacs. And they're different than the tent caterpillar. that they stay in the tent. They don't go all over the plant. They stay right inside, which makes it easier for you to control. And basically, you have to say to yourself, the tent that the caterpillar is making is his house. He has surrounded himself with plenty of food inside the tent, and this little caterpillar for the fall stays inside. It's weatherproof, rainproof, and on a cold night, they all huddle together in the middle of the tent, sharing their body heat to stay warm. So all you have to do, take out the hose or a long stick, break the nest apart, Mother Nature will do the rest. But you gotta get moving, otherwise they will eat part of your plant.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
You betcha.
Terrific. Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Jack from South Carolina calling in about a dogwood tree.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and thank you. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Paul, a couple of years ago, I planted a row of dogwood trees up the border of my lot. There's about 14, 15 of them out there. And some of them are Florida dogwoods, and a couple of three of them are what I think are Chinese or Coosa dogwoods.
Okay.
They've only been there about 3 years, so only a couple of them have bloomed a little bit. The Coosa dogwood this year did not bloom, but they have an orange colored ball hanging from the tree, and they're on a stem. They're like the seeds. I've never seen anything like this. I've been fooling around in my yard all my life practically, and I have never seen a dogwood tree produce a about 3/4 of an inch in diameter round ball with little bumps on it. Looks kind of like something that the Navy would put in the sea to keep ships from coming in. And I have no idea what it is.
Okay. That is actually the fruit of the Coosa dogwood. So that you did have at least one flower on there. As you know from listening to the show, my favorite tree is the Coosa dogwood. And right now, my tree, 1 year, it will be very, very heavy. And the next year, not quite as heavy. And then it gets heavy again, and then not as heavy the following year. So it's like every other year. Yours is still young, It's still growing and hasn't matured to the state where it's able to produce a lot of blooms. But I'll tell you, in the next couple of years, expect to see some major changes in the size and the number of blossoms that will appear on that plant. But that fruit that has formed is because it was pollinated by some insect or the wind at the right time. And those berries will be eaten by birds during the winter months. They are full of seeds, and it will turn red as the weather cools off a little bit. And it will get soft, and if you squeeze it right now, mine are just beginning to show a little bit of color, and when I squeeze them, they're still firm. But another couple of weeks, they will start to get soft with the cooler temperature, and they're about the size of your thumb. And as you said, round and really kind of a strange-looking thing, but they are full of seeds. Now, if you want, when that seed has been hit by a frost, the foliage has come off your tree, it will still be hanging there. Pull it off, mash it in your hands, and you will see the little seed. If you take a section in your garden or a big plastic pot filled with soil, break apart that pod, you'll see the individual seed. Push the individual seed into the soil about a half an inch deep. Cover it with soil, keep it moist, and leave it outside. And in the spring, there's a very good chance that you will have brand new coosa dogwood seedlings that will form from it. So things are beginning to improve on your plant.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Goodbye.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Palin Garden Club. We were talking with Jack about his dogwood and the fruit that it produced. Now, the one thing you should do, Jack, that would really help you a great deal, your dogwoods and anything that flowers is making the flower buds right now for next year. And being that you live in North Carolina, South Carolina, and further south, you have a longer growing season. So that if you can feed your plants with either a product called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, or Triple Phosphate. So you go to the garden center and you ask them for 0-20-0, okay, superphosphate. And the phosphorus will stimulate the plant so that it's able to make more flower buds. And it will make the root system grow larger and faster. Phosphorus is that particular element. Thrive is mycorrhiza that will do the same thing. But if you want those dogwoods to bloom even more, get some either phosphorus 0-20-0 or Plant Thrive. Apply it to your plants, water it in properly, and you will see a big difference in bud count next spring. lilacs, the same thing. Anything that blossoms, they make the buds during July, August, September. As you go further south, the season is extended. So in New England, by the end of September, it's all done. If you get down into the Carolinas, Georgia, you've got another month. So it gives you a better chance to get more blooms on your plant. So get them fed, and you'll have more blooms on them. Okay? Thank you for the call. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Sherry from Maine with a question about a maple tree.
Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. It's a beautiful morning, but my maple tree...
It sure
tree,
is.
Yes. My maple tree has leaves that have black dots that are about as big as the end of your index finger. And they had it last year as well. And the leaves are dropping. I presume the leaves are dropping because of the dryness, some. But I didn't know if they're dropping also because of what of these little black dots are on them. And I don't know what to do about it, and I'm wondering, what have I got, and what should I do about it, and how do I keep it from going to other maple trees if it might spread?
Okay. It is a fungus, and it's been caused by the humidity that we have had this year. And even though, you know, everybody thinks, oh, you go to Maine, you can cool off. Well, this year we had a lot of hot weather and a lot of humidity, and we're still getting a lot of humidity. And I'm noticing spots on maples, spots on oaks. The birches are also spotted, and they're beginning to lose foliage. So the thing that you have to say to yourself, whenever you have a plant that has something the matter with the foliage, and it's not an insect hold, but a dried out spot, a little growth or a lesion on the foliage, that's a sign that that discoloration has the capability of making spores for future infestations. So this fall, the most important thing that you can do to minimize that damage for next year is to get all those leaves out. So get a bamboo rake, a plastic leaf rake, get them all picked up and away from your maple. You can put them in the compost pile. You can put them in a vegetable garden, rototill them in, and use them for the organic matter. But get them away from the trees where the infection is currently. And it's been humidity that has caused the problem. The foliage has stayed wet with the humidity. The spores blow in the air. They hit the moisture on the foliage. They stick. And then they proceed to grow and create the discoloration that you are seeing. There's no spraying that will do any good at this time of the year. You have to say to yourself, it's the end of August, and I would be wasting my money if I had somebody come in to spray that tree, because the leaf will be off the tree in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. So wait till it falls, get the rakes out, rake up the leaves, and compost them, use them as a soil conditioner. But the main thing is, get them away from where the infection was. Flowering crabs have a lot of spots on the foliage right now. And if you allow them to fall and stay underneath the tree,
in the spring, when the weather conditions are right, the spores on the old leaves will mature. They fill with a gas, and the spore will begin to float upwards like a helium balloon. And as they float upwards, they'll come in contact with the brand new healthy foliage, stick to them, and you got the same problem all over. So fall cleanup, get them out of there, and you should have a better year next year if we're not as humid as we have been. But the tree is okay. Don't worry about the health of the tree. If it's only a few spots on the foliage at this time, it's not going to do any major damage. There'll be a little bit of loss as far as producing energy, but minor. So just clean it so that it doesn't happen again next year. Okay? You're fine. And thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, other things that need to be done around your house. We talked about killing the Japanese bamboo. Two applications a week apart. That makes a big difference. Walk your lawn today or in the next week or two. Look for the possibility of weeds that came into your lawn during the summer months. And for most of us, it was a major chore just to keep it from drying out because of the lack of moisture. So you probably have crabgrass, you probably have clover, and if you have crabgrass, what you should begin to notice is your lawn is beginning to have, in areas, a little bit of a red or a purple coloration. That red or purple coloration is the seed head of your crabgrass plant. It's telling you that your crabgrass is now beginning to mature, and it's making a flower. And the flower contains 500 to 1,000 or more seed per plant. So what you need to do is to allow the grass to grow a little bit taller than you normally allow it to grow. And then what you need to do is to mow the grass, but put a bag on your lawnmower. That way when you cut the seed head off, it will go into the bag and it won't blow all over your yard, making it worse for next year. Okay? If you don't have a bag, if you have a neighbor that does, borrow their lawnmower, vacuum the seed heads out, and it will dramatically decrease the amount of seed available. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from Maine with a question about asparagus.
Richard, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi.
Thank you. Asparagus are being decimated, and I found some spotted beetles, and I've been hand-picking them, but now I notice there are a lot of little black worms, and they're just eating everything up. I wonder what I can do to take care of them.
Okay, probably the best, because it is a vegetable garden, is you want to use something that's going to be natural, okay?
Yes.
Because you're still actively harvesting from the garden.
So there's two products on the market that will take care of both. And you can either use SpinoSad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. It's made by Fertilome, or Captain Jack. It's made by Bonide. Now, both of these products are a naturally occurring bacteria. You apply it to your plants, and it will take care of all of your caterpillar and many beetles at the same time. So if you have the asparagus caterpillar or the beetle, bang, it will take care of them. Use it right now for those of you that have cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. You're probably getting little holes in the foliage. And the Spinosad or Captain Jack will eliminate those caterpillars on there. The Colorado potato beetle is still actively eating the foliage of your potato plants. And the Captain Jack or Spinosad will take care of the Colorado potato beetle also. And we talked earlier about the webworm caterpillar that's making a tent on trees and large shrubs. Spinosad or Captain Jack in the nest. Doesn't do any good to treat the whole plant.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Hello, I'm Scott for Scots. I may be from Scotland, but I'm no stranger to hot weather. Aye, that blistering Scottish summer of 97. Must have put away our sweaters for 2 full weeks. And summers round here can get a bit warm too. That's why Scott's Turf Builder with Summer Guard has a special formula that feeds and helps grass combat summer heat and dry conditions. It also kills bugs and is guaranteed not to burn your lawn. Put down some Scott's Turf Builder with Summer Guard this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will work together so that you have a great end to the summer. It's coming. The days are really getting shorter. I'll tell you, I got up at 5 o'clock this morning, and it was dark out. So we are losing our daylight, good and bad. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lee from New Hampshire with a comment on the dogwood.
Lee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good to talk with you. I have a Coosa dogwood that's about 6 or 7 years old, and over the years, you gave me information on it. However, this year, in the early spring, I fertilized it with Hollytone. Never before have I seen such white bracts or flowers on the tree. Amazing, and also fruit which had never appeared. Also, I did want to ask your opinion about the tips of the leaves, which are a little brown. What to do about that? And I do water it faithfully several times a week.
Yeah, my Coosa dogwood is 27 years old, the main one on the corner of my house. And I put Hollytone fertilizer on it, like you, every single spring, and then again in the fall of the year. And it does keep the amount of blossoms on that plant very heavy. And it does, if we can have some decent moisture when it comes into bloom, they will become larger in size, and right now it is, like yours, covered full of fruit. But, like yours, the tips of the branches are, the tip of the leaf is brown. And that was due to the heat that we had this year and the lack of rainfall. And you have to say to yourself, even though you're watering it often, it's the duration. And like my tree, for example, is because it's been in the ground 27 years, it's about level with the top of the house. So it's almost two stories tall.
my soil is very sandy. And for me to give that tree enough water, I would have to put the hose at the base of the plant and let it trickle about the size of my little finger for a good hour every single week to keep the leaves perfect. And think of it this year. We've had the most hot days that we've had in a long, long time. We've had more humidity than we've had in a long time. So the end result is the tip of the leaf has turned brown. The tree is still healthy because you got 98% of the foliage is still green. It hasn't turned yellow yet or red in color. So it's still actively manufacturing food. It's still working on the production of flower buds for next year. So the tree's okay. It's just the heat and the number of days that we had all of that heat that has created the brown ends on the foliage. So you've done nothing wrong. You've helped it. You've fed it. You've watered it. It's just that when you get so many days over 90, and if your soil is on the sandy side, there's nothing more than you can do. So if the tree was not happy with you, it would not be making fruit. And the brown on the end is not a disease. It's the lack of moisture. And the first place that a plant will show signs of stress due to heat, temperature, is on the very tip of that leaf. And I don't think all the water in the world would have done any good because it was so hot. So you're okay. Don't worry about it. Give them a good application of 020, some Thrive, or the Hollytone, which is excellent. And that plant will have more blooms and be stronger for next spring.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.